MSO News. Giving voice to the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Tuesday, September 19, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the low to mid-70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:41 p.m. Preliminary elections will be held today in Salem, Gloucester, Newburyport, and Amesbury. Salem has a race for the Ward 1 City Council seat being vacated by Bob McCarthy. In Gloucester, there is a four-way race for mayor, including incumbent Greg Verga, Ward 2 City Councilor Tracy O'Neill, former City Health Director Mary Ellen Rose, and Francisco A. Sclafani. There are also City Council races in Wards 1 and 3. In Newburyport, there's a race to replace retiring Ward 4 City Councilor Nancy Caswell. There are four candidates running in today's election. In Amesbury, the Daily News is reporting that the city's teachers' union will be holding a candidates' forum on Wednesday, September 27, at the high school at 6:30 p.m. Amesbury is also holding its preliminary election today, so the four candidates running for mayor will be down to two candidates that will be attending the forum next week. The Marblehead Screening Committee that was formed by the school committee to select the new school superintendent met last night. The Daily Item reports that the committee has 11 applicants for the interim position. Earlier this year, Superintendent John Buckey was let go by the school committee. Police arrested the Lynn shooter from last week's incident yesterday in Salem. We have details in yesterday's North Shore Today post. Last Friday night, Lynn held a public forum on violence in the city. This is a comment from that forum from a father in Lynn with a 12-year-old son.
I'm here with my son, Justice. He knows that his name means rewards or penalties for one's ways and actions. And I think to what you were talking about, I think we're witnessing penalties right now for our ways and actions. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that I don't think we're being accountable enough. Now, granted, this isn't to place blame. This isn't to say that things are happening to us because we're not doing enough, or maybe that is what I'm saying. We need to be more accountable, especially the men in our community, especially the pastors, especially the fathers, especially the uncles. We need to be more accountable. And I think we've done a lot of talking in that vein. I have a lot to say, but I'll leave it to this one message. I feel personally that we may not be saying the proper things to these young men who are committing these atrocities, because it is young men. In my opinion, I think a lot of these young men, they have no purpose. In other words, they're rudderless. So what is the message, potentially, that we should be giving to these young men who don't have purpose, who don't know what they're doing here, who don't know how to contribute? Maybe we need to start telling them what their purpose actually is.
The Lynn Forum can be viewed on lynntv.org. The teaching of sex education in the public schools is likely to be discussed today by the State Board of Education. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes today that the proposed Comprehensive Health and Physical Education Frameworks guidelines are expected to be on the agenda today. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Red Sox beat the Texas Rangers last night 4-2. It was game one of the series that will continue tonight in Texas. Sometimes in sports, there are events that happen that are much bigger than even the big game itself. Case in point, last week for St. John's Prep football. The Eagles on Saturday did score a 30-28 win over league rival Central Catholic, but as prep coach Brian St. Pierre told Rick Moore this week, the game was overshadowed by several events.
It wasn't meant to be brought up as an excuse for why I thought we played an okay game, not a great game. Mm-hmm. It was just the reality of the week. We had two ambulances called within an hour of each other on our Wednesday practice, we lost a starting center and a backup defensive back to pretty significant injuries. So anytime you see that, I think, especially as a young, impressionable kid, like you said, I think that just cast a pall over the practice, and it kind of stuck with us throughout the week. And, you know, I think it's just hard to see one of your brothers, one of your teammates go down like that. You know, naturally, you feel for them, and it's hard to play a very physical game after you see that. So that kind of zapped us a little bit. We also had a moment of silence for Gene DiPlacido, who loyally for over 30 years, probably close to 35 years, covered St. John's Prep football for the Salem News, and very close to the program, and we lost her over the summer. So very tough week. And then two of my assistants, who I'm very close with, Mike Barbady and Dave McHenry, we also honored them as they retired from their coaching profession. So a lot going on, and a lot on people's minds that were outside of just Central Catholic in the football
game. As Coach St. Pierre adds, when he's trying to get his team ready for the next game, sometimes he has a feeling as to how things will go in that game by what he observes at the practices.
It's always been a gut feel for me. If I see kids flying around, going to the right spots, and we're doing what we're supposed to do, I generally have a feeling that we're in the right place. And I usually get that by the end of the week. We're working towards that. We're also very young. I mean, we have some inexperienced guys playing their first varsity snaps at receiver and defensive backfield, like across the board. So we are very new in those spots, and it's showing up in the games at times. But the effort is certainly there. The want-to is there. It's just a question of a little bit cleaner execution, continuing to practice, and just getting more comfortable with just playing varsity football at a high level.
St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. Marblehead boys soccer picked up a 2-1 win over Peabody yesterday in the rain, and in girls soccer, it was Marblehead also getting a win over Peabody, this score 2-0. That is sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Tuesday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.